During a 1995 roof collapse, a firefighter named Donald Herbert was left brain damaged. For 10 years, he was unable to speak. Then, one Saturday morning, he did something that shocked his family and doctors. He started speaking. "I want to talk to my wife," Donald Herbert said out of the blue. Staff members of the nursing home where he has lived for more than 7 years raced to get Linda Herbert on the telephone. It was the first of many conversations the 44-year-old patient had with his family and friends during a 14-hour stretch, Herbert's uncle, Simon Manka, said. "How long have I been away?" Herbert asked. "We told him almost 10 years, the uncle said. "He thought it was only 3 months." Herbert was fighting a house fire, December 29th, 1995, when the roof collapsed, burying him underneath. After going without air for several minutes, Herbert was unconscious for 2.5 months and has undergone therapy ever since. News accounts in the days and years after his injury describe Herbert as blind and with little, if any, memory. A video shows him receiving physical therapy, but apparently unable to communicate and with little awareness of his surroundings. Manka declined to discuss his nephew's current condition or whether the apparent progress was continuing. "The family was seeking privacy while doctors evaluated Herbert," he said. As word of Herbert's progress spread, visitors streamed into the nursing home. "He's resting comfortably," the uncle told them.